How much shit can we throw into a soft drink beverage?
A young man that you all know is Joe the Policeman from the What's Going Down episode of That's My Mama. I want you to put your hands together and welcome him to the stage. Big round of applause for Jackson Heights' own
Mr. DJ Newstar.
Yes!
DJ Newstar.
That boy is good.
Mm-hmm. Good and terrible.
The Beatsy Boy, they coming home.
Yeah.
They coming home. Oh, they coming home.
Yeah.
No. No.
Yeah. They coming home.
Yeah. Yeah.
Style show.
It's a trip. It's got a funky beat, and I can bug out to it.
The newest in
New Style Show.
Right up to your face and diss you.
Coming to you live from New Jersey, safely isolated from Patterson, Irvington, Camden, and Newark. We proudly bring to you the DJ New Style Show.
This talk is not good.
And the homo's been punching.
Are you guys having a killer time?
Oh, yes.
Sweet.
Yeah. 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 Yeah, yeah.
No.
Shut up.
Shut up! Gosh, shut up!
Oh, yeah. Welcome to the DJ New Style Show. Exclusive Tuesday night programming on thereisnoradio.com. The place to go for internet radio, bitches. Apparently it's not the place to go if you want to jack your cock while looking at a human cow on a webcam. That would be the Orgasms R Us room on Pal Talk. Quick plug out to you fucking bitches. But before any of that bullshit, any of this nonsense, I gotta introduce a little band from Germany. Oh, hold on, I got a jerk off in a chat room. Okay, I'm back. Done jerking it in the chat room, ready to go, ready to roll, bitches. God, I just don't understand. You're listening to the DJ New Style Show. Yeah, we talk and we act like complete assholes and compare our fucking bowel movements to classic pieces of art. But tonight we have a second time co-host, two-time co-host, Germ Freak, are you there, buddy?
Good evening, folks.
Good evening. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you.
I'm doing well. That's good. It's good to hear.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not often that you hear that. I mean, before I start this, I just want to say that I agree with a certain borderline retarded yet very hot teen beauty pageant contestant when I say that I personally believe that U.S. Americans are unable to do so because some people out there in our nation don't have maps. And I believe that our education, like such as South Africa and Iraq, and I believe they should. And did you see this stupid cunt on YouTube or whatever the fuck, the Miss Teen Beauty Pageant?
I did see it. I didn't see it live. I saw it on YouTube.
Why don't we go ahead and take a quick listen here, Germ Freak? What do you think of that?
Go for it.
Recent polls have shown a fifth of Americans can't locate the U.S. on a world map. Why do you think this is?
I personally believe that U.S. Americans are unable to do so because some people out there in our nation don't have maps, and I believe that our education, like such as South Africa and Iraq, everywhere like such as...
Are you listening to this shit?
I believe that...
I can't even listen to it. I'm sorry. It's just awful. Jeremy, what do you think of that shit?
It's... just goes to show you where our education is going in this country, and she thinks because she's a hot piece of ass that she can get away with it.
She does, and she can't. I mean, I'd personally like to ask her a different question. Maybe she could answer this one a bit better than that. I'd like to go up to her and say, hey, what's your favorite animal? Maybe paint her face like a zombie. Did you happen to see this one here? I gotta play this. I'll go through YouTube. People pass me links and shit, but this is like the fucking greatest thing I've seen in a long time. It's a little kid at like a fair, a county fair, and he had his face painted at one of the booths. He's painted like a zombie. His eyes are black, his face is white, and he looks really, really scary. But the thing is, he's all dialed into the camera, and they go to him. They want him to talk about the face painting and the carnival or the festival or whatever, and he just has something else to say, Jerm. Let's listen.
Back here live at the Waterfront Village with my friend the zombie, Jonathan. You're looking good. Jonathan just got an awesome face paint job. What do you think?
I like turtles.
All right, you're great zombie. Good times here at the Waterfront Good times. Village. Open
good
for
times. Good memories. I like turtles. Jerm, what's your favorite animal?
You
like
boss.
I like turtles! You like aardvarks? Why? Explain.
Well, I like the big nose. They can get into the crevices. Because I'm all about crevices.
Yeah, I'm sure you are. I'm sure you are all about crevices, Jeremy. We got a few things I'd like to introduce about you today that we've done on the other shows. You are a germaphobe, germ freak, as your chosen moniker indicates.
Right.
You're afraid of getting other people's germs on you. You're also afraid of your kids leaving you. You have a few fears.
To say the least, I have a few, yeah.
Just a few?
Just a couple.
Yeah. I'd like to play a game with you today that I came up with. It's called Is It Clean Enough? I'd like to, you know, just go through this game, and I'll describe several scenarios. You'll need to pretend that you'd be accepting of the scenarios and really put yourself in the described position. There'll be a desirable item described, and what could be perceived as a less than desirable area or place. You have to pretend as though this item is desirable to you, even if it really isn't. And after I finish describing it, I'm going to ask you the following question: Is it clean enough? You can ask me questions about the scenario before forming your answer, and I may have a few extra details to point out.
Could these instructions be any longer, for Christ's sake?
I'm being concise.
Okay, go ahead.
Don't you like that? You like detail, don't you?
Yes.
You're
yes.
very obsessed with details.
Yes, but now I'm confused. Go for it.
Okay. Picture this, Jerem. Can you? Are you in the mood to envision yourself in other places?
Sure.
Okay. You're in a cafeteria. Could be a high school. Could be a large corporate office building. As you slide your tray down to the basket of rolls, you see a red apple with a little sticker still on it. There are no other apples nearby. Even if you don't, pretend you really enjoy apples and you've been craving one all morning. I ask you, is it clean enough?
Of course it's not clean enough. You don't know who touched that apple. You don't know where that apple's been. Most lunch women are disgusting part of society, and they're the lowest denominator there is. So, of course, I'm not going to eat it.
Okay. Let me tell you a little bit about this apple, though. There is no stem. Does that make it better or worse?
That makes it worse because I know somebody manipulated it.
Okay. There's no stem, and the apple has at least one soft spot or bruise.
Oh, it's ready for the garbage. Just throw it in the incinerator.
You wouldn't eat it. It's not clean enough?
Of course not.
Okay. Also, in addition to not having a stem and having at least one soft spot or bruise, it's not shiny and has a very slight white dusky appearance.
No, you're making it worse. Just throw that out in the garbage. Give it to Big Dummy.
You've been wanting an apple all morning. Here's your opportunity. You won't eat it.
Absolutely not.
Okay. So the answer is?
No.
It's not cleaner.
That was a very easy one.
Okay. Very easy. Very easy to start off.
Thank you. Okay.
Picture yourself now, Germ Freak, in a rental car in Cleveland, Ohio. Your breath is horrendous, and you're already late for an important meeting. In the glove compartment, there is a single stick of gum still in the foil. Remember, pretend you have no aversion to gum or the act of chewing it, and realize that your breath is offensive. Now I ask you, Germ Freak, is it clean enough?
Okay, please indicate where the stick of gum was again.
It was in the glove compartment. And you can remember, you can ask me any question you want before concluding.
Of a rental car.
Yes.
Was it in, it was in the foil. Was it in the sleeve of the name of the company there?
No, it is not. And also, the gum is very soft.
I will not eat that gum because that's obviously been in somebody's hand or between somebody's legs.
Oh, man. Okay, so, but there's no sign of a pack of gum anywhere, no other wrappers or anything.
I deal with the breath. Let them deal with the breath.
So you don't care if you offend your clients with your horrible breath. You won't chew this stick of gum that's been in there in the wrapper.
You know what? I'm having second thoughts now.
Okay, but as you have second thoughts, know that the foil is slightly wrinkled.
Oh, okay, forget about that. That was obviously in somebody's pocket and next to somebody's vag or penis, so I would never have that.
Would you eat it if it was in front of a vag?
If it was what?
In front of a vag as opposed to a penis.
No, it doesn't make a difference. I would not chew that gum either way.
So your answer to is it clean enough would be?
No.
It is not clean enough.
No.
Picture yourself at a concert, a school concert. Your child is performing, and they want nothing more than to see you there. It's crowded because the school handed out way too many tickets, but you've arrived just in time because there is only one seat left. The seat is warm to the touch and has a dark, dry spot on it. The auditorium is so crowded that there's no room to stand, and the concert's going to last 5 hours. Your child has no other ride home and will be scarred for life and resent you forever if you leave early. I ask you, is the seat clean enough?
I tell her to get a cab.
So you would risk your daughter being scarred for life and resenting you forever rather than sitting in a fucking chair with a spot on it?
I'd give her the list of the local taxes in the area. Absolutely not would I sit in a disgusting place such as that.
Okay. Let me just tell you, though. I mean, you may change your mind if I tell you a few facts about it. You know, there might be some redeeming values about it. Don't you agree?
Okay.
Okay. The seat is very warm. What does that make you think of?
Well, it doesn't take a rocket science to know somebody's been sitting on that, and the heat of their ass has warmed it up.
It may even smell a little. The seat might smell a little like asshole.
Listen, this is an easy one. Absolutely not. I would douse it with gasoline and light it on fire and throw it out.
In a school. That's good. Now you're going to jail just because you can't sit on a fucking a chair with a stain on it.
Well, you ever sit on a chair that's been worn by somebody else? You get the chills going down your spine.
Yeah, my girlfriend was telling me that she went to Barnes & Noble to review some chapters for her Series 7 that she's studying for. She's going to be rolling in it soon.
Well, you know what the rolling problem is?
But the thing is, I'm talking and telling a story.
Yes, yes.
Jesus. So she she went to Barnes & Noble, and she was she got there pretty early, so she secured a spot, a quiet spot in the corner with a big, like, huge, comfy-looking couch. And she had her shit all spread out, and she was reviewing her documents or whatever. And then after a while, she noticed, like, an assy smell coming from the couch. And she realized that people had been blowing farts into this fucking thing while reading books they had no intention of paying for years. And she left right after that. Doug checking in response to you, Germ Freak. He says he wants to fuck your mouth. What do you think about that?
I'll think about it.
Okay. Okay.
No, I'm not going to do it. The problem with the Barnes & Noble places like that is you have people trying to make public places his or her home.
Like a waiting room, something like that.
A waiting room, you know.
The airport.
Yeah, or at a hotel, you know, where you sit in the area where you get your room, whatever. You know, don't make a public place your home. Don't take your shoes off and rub your feet on the cushions. Don't lie down and put your head on the pillow of the couch. It's not your home. Don't go to Barnes & Noble and get all comfy and put your leg underneath your other leg and sip your little Vente, whatever the fuck.
Wait. Vente. You hate when... Have you never studied in, like, a lounge or something? You've never waited in an airport? You've never had, like, a layover at an airport?
I always stand.
How... Like, what was the longest you've had to stand while at an airport waiting for your flight?
I don't know, about a day and a half.
No, not a day and a half.
All right, then don't believe me.
You stood for a day and a half. Were the Guinness World Record holders fucking eyeing you up after the first day?
I, you know, not only standing, but squatting, you know.
Like a catcher.
Yeah, but let me just get back to what I was saying real quick. You know, just don't make public places your home, okay? Your home is where you live. I don't want to sit where your slimy feet were at, and it's just uncalled for. People are just fucking animals, and a lot of times it's the Asian Indians, and I apologize for saying this. The Asian Indians, they make it their home, and you know, just get over it, okay? Bring your own chair next time.
That's amazing there. It's really amazing, Germ Freak. Whoa! Oh my God!
Phone is ringing.
Oh my God. 316-768-4472. You're on the DJ New Style Show with Germ Freak. Who's this?
Hi, my name is Doug.
Is it Doug Out Doug?
I used to be him.
Oh, okay, so it's just Doug.
Hey, what's up, man?
What's going on, Doug?
Hey, I gotta ask the Germ Freak. How does all of your germ freakness and, you know, just disdain for... you know, dirty contact have to do if, like, some chick wants to suck your cock?
Let me explain it to you. That stuff doesn't happen.
What if you're available? What if you're a single guy?
I don't know what I would do, because in this day and age, I don't know. I have been with the same person for 20 years, monogamously, exclusively.
Yeah.
And I don't know.
A little bit of an aversion to that there, Doug?
Yeah.
Okay. So, Germ, you can't even conceive of a strange girl sucking you off.
I wouldn't even know how to proceed with that. When do you put the rubber on? You know, I don't even know how that even come about. You know? I wouldn't even know how to do that.
You don't use a rubber for oral there, unless you're going with a fucking a whore there, Germ.
Well, listen, we both know that what can be transferred through oral.
What can be transferred? Go ahead. Why don't you run it down from something that normal people wouldn't even think of? I bet you're going to come out with, like, the influenza or something.
No! Listen, it doesn't take a rocket science to know that diseases can be passed through the urethra from the mouth, especially if there's sores in the mouth. The sores of the blood will get into the urethra.
Okay.
Hence, HIV will be spread.
So do you have any open sores in your mouth? Why are you worrying about the sores in the mouth? As long as you don't have sores on your cock, you're pretty much good to go.
The urethra opening is a well, the stuff will be transferred through that.
That's a crapshoot.
Okay. All right, then you risk it there, Sparky.
I can and I have.
Well, whatever. Whatever.
So you.
All right. So you're a loyal husband, right?
Yes.
Now, let's just say that you and this is speaking hypothetically, that you enjoy, say, looking at women on the internet, beautiful women.
Right.
And we have this girl, we'll call her Woman B.
Yes.
Okay. Woman B A R B. We'll call her Barb. Just
okay, cool.
Okay, yeah.
Top of our head.
Good, good.
Got
that's
it.
Good.
And let's just say that this girl were to offer to mail you to your house a pair of her worn panties. Would you be able to, with your germ aversion, take those things to your nose and breathe in deeply as if it was like an oxygen mask?
I'd have no problem breathing them, but I would not let my nose contact the cloth of the panty.
He would put a dental dam over them and
I would
then try to sniff through the rubber.
I would put a piece of saran wrap around the panties and poke little holes in it.
Like a fucking a salad? You're checking if the salad's gone bad.
Right, right. I would just take and poke holes in it and smell it that way.
Well, what's wrong with the with it touching your face versus you know, putting your nose next to a perforated piece of saran wrap, which is letting any vapors or germs right through?
You know, in all honesty, if it's Barb, I probably would do it because I know she's been with the same person for a long time and she's pretty clean. So I probably would do it, I guess.
Well, then let's take Barb and let's put her with another person. Let's say, for instance, you got nude pictures of Barb that you know other guys jerked off to. Being as other guys jerked off to them, would you be afraid of getting their germs jerking off to them yourself?
Are you saying, like, pictures, like, tangible pictures that other people have touched?
Yeah, printouts.
Printouts.
Non-glossy printouts.
No, of course I wouldn't touch somebody's printouts. Of course not.
That's the only way you're going to get them, though. I mean, like, these are things that I guess that, let's just say, let's put yourself in the opportunity, in the position here. We're back at is it clean enough? You're very, very horny, and you really want to see these pictures. The only way you can ever see them in your entire life is by using someone else's old and used and probably stained computer printouts, non-glossy, just a white sheet of paper. That's the only way you'll ever see them. Is it clean enough?
I would use latex gloves.
So you would welcome a jizzed-on picture as long as you had latex gloves?
Well, if I'm that desperate and hard up, perhaps, but I can't see that happening ever.
You're on an island.
The picture has teeth marks on it, too.
You're on an island, and there's no way that your wife will find out that this happened. And you're on this island by yourself with an 18-year-old girl on her 18th birthday. And the only way that she will fuck you is if you put it in her ass. But you're on an island, so she hasn't showered for 2 days. And she's a 10, drop-dead gorgeous. Do you fuck her?
In the ass.
Can't do it anywhere but the ass.
It's got to be in the ass there, Germ.
I do not partake in that, no.
It's the only way it'll ever happen. Okay, the last chance you'll ever have in your life to have sex is on that island.
But
it has to be in the ass. And she's never showered in her life.
Are you saying that, like, we're the last people in society here, or what?
No.
You're just away on an island.
Yeah.
And you're never going to get to fuck another woman again. This is pretty much your last chance.
Of course I would. Mm-hmm. Yes, I would.
Here's the thing. The island only has, you know, for food and sustenance, beans and loose meat sandwiches. Do you still trot ahead?
I do what I can. I would do it, especially if it was.
I would try to fashion a cock apron out of leaves and
Okay, same situation. You're on an island. but the girl's a virgin. She'll let you fuck her in the pussy.
But
she's 14.
Oh, wow.
But you're on an island, which is not claimed by any other country.
No one knows about it.
No one knows.
Well, let me ask you, Doug Out Doug, would you do it?
Fuck yeah.
Doug Out Doug, a 12-year-old.
Sure.
A 9-year-old.
Yep.
Holy shit.
So, Germ, would you do it?
You know, there could be people listening here in the police forces, so I will say no.
But you see, they don't police that island. You ever hear of international waters or?
Dude, it's a golden opportunity to
freedom
get
of the sea.
Oh, I mean, who wouldn't, right? No one could blame you.
You basically think you're gonna die because you're trapped on this island, and
right.
She's the only other person there. You don't know if that a boat is just a day and a half away. You don't know this. You think you're going to die there. She's there. You're there. You got this scrubby-looking heart on.
I'd probably, not if she was underage, no. Couldn't do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, me neither.
Yeah. You're such a liar, Jeremy. You totally would.
Whatever.
You just told me off air that you wanted to find a 14-year-old on an island.
Such a goddamn liar, man.
I'm lying. He didn't say that today.
All right, let's move on, man. This is silly.
Doug, any other questions for our resident germ freak here?
I can't believe he never wanted to fuck anyone in the ass. It's amazing to me.
It is. It's astounding.
I never, you know what? I just know it's never going to happen in my lifetime, so why even think about it?
What about your wife? She doesn't want to do it?
You don't know, do you? You have no idea because you've never brought it up.
She would not go for that.
How do you know? Did you ask?
It's been brought up.
Did you try it? You tried it, didn't you? You tried it before. You went with the fake. You went with the fucking,
whoops, statue. Whoops, out. Sorry.
Yeah. You went with the play action pass. Oops. Oh, I didn't know. Did you, by any chance, did you like that at all? No, okay. I'd never do that again. Believe me, I'm sorry. Major accident. I didn't mean to spit on your asshole for 3 minutes before that either.
You know,
sorry.
What, I notice a lot of guys doing it in porn films. They like right before they put it in the ass, they spit on their hand. They spit on the palm of their hand, and then hold their dick and then put it in the ass. What is the point of that, man?
That lubes up the cock a little bit, and you gotta squeeze the base of your cock and make sure it's nice and stiff to stick it right into that little asshole. I do it all the time. I spit on the asshole, too. I love doing that.
You know, spitting is a new thing. Spitting wasn't around. I don't remember seeing
it. A new thing? Spitting? No. I think llamas fucking came up with that before. long time before you ever decided it was created.
Let me clarify that before you jump down my throat.
Oh, sorry.
Spitting in porn films is like the newest thing now. I mean, 15 years ago, I didn't see that. Now people are spitting on a twat, on the ass.
Yeah, well, 15 years ago, porn's like everybody wore leg warmers and shit. Like things changed, Jerm.
People spit in each other's mouths. Spitting is a new thing now. I don't know what it's all about, man.
Would you ever spit in a girl's mouth or have a girl spit in your mouth?
I think about it. Possibly.
Yeah, like, dude, probably one of the greatest days of my life was when I was jerking off to some Bang Brothers video, and this girl just kept spitting on this guy's cock, and it looked like a fucking Spider-Man web every time she took her mouth off his cock. It was like, it was insane how much saliva was on this cock. Paused it, and I grabbed my girl, and I showed her the video, and I said, do that. And I'll be damned if she doesn't do it every fucking time now, and it's great. It's like I'm sitting in a fucking rainstorm when I get up. There's just sweaty ass print. And it's not sweat. It's all saliva. It's it's great.
Doug, let me ask you a question, if you don't mind, because I know you've had a lot of sex in your lifetime. Have you ever had sex with a woman with another guy present?
Yes.
Okay. Have you ever had a woman perform fellatio on you and another gentleman while at the same time?
Are you hinting at, are you asking if Doug's ever rubbed helmets?
No, yeah. I've never rubbed helmets. There was about 10 minutes apart, though.
Did you ever have another guy accidentally, during one of these episodes, blow his load on your cock? Accidentally?
Me? No. Absolutely not.
Yeah.
Have you ever got, has another man's cum ever been on you?
No. Well, I don't know.
Uh-oh. Jesus Christ.
Well, I've always claimed to be an honest guy, but I've...
there you go.
I've banged a chick while another guy, right after another guy was... I had a foursome way back in the day.
Sloppy
and,
seconds.
I mean, we just... Yeah, so, you know, I mean, if you shot a little bit in there, then, dude, condoms fucking suck. Let's be honest here. And I never wore them. So, and I'm not just, like, playing some bullshit. I honestly never fucking wore condoms.
Wow.
But, yeah, so, I mean, if you had a little something in there, then it's possible. But, I mean, it's not like I know it or tried for it.
Germ, how does that make you feel?
I can't even breathe right now thinking it. You know what?
He's flabbergasted.
Listen, I'm not here to judge anybody, but, you know... In this day and age, I don't understand why somebody would do that. You know, it's...
Jerem, you've never, ever thought of doing that.
I thought is different than doing it.
So you've thought of doing it, but you'd never actually do it.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Well, honestly, at the time, I thought to myself, I was like, you know what? I mean, how do you put this and not sound horrible? I don't care. I'll just go for it. Dude, if I stick my dick in someone... and come, and then new style comes and sticks his dick in the same girl. Like the worst thing he has to worry about isn't my cum, all right. And if I got some nasty fucking disease, she could take a pipe cleaner to that pussy, and new style can fuck her a week later and still get that fucking germ from me. You know what I mean? So it's really not that big a fucking deal.
No, I hear you.
It's true. That is very true. You're just saying that the time between loads in a vagina really doesn't matter.
Well, the bad part isn't like the fucking jizz. The bad part is whatever the fuck you're leaving behind.
Yeah.
Let me ask you, go ahead,
Jim.
Doug, if I can ask you another question, because you are the resident sex expert here. has a girl ever blown you... And then went to another guy, and then went back to you, and back to another guy. Has that ever happened?
Yeah.
Oh boy.
What's wrong with that, Jerm?
Well, obviously.
But it's not like I'm sitting there going, "Hey, dude, come over here and come on my cock." You know, it's some chick sucking my dick. You know, I mean, there's nothing wrong with a chick sucking your dick.
Right.
I just want to, before we get too heavily into this, I want to alert the listeners that. It's a certain time of night. That's right. A certain time.
It's question time.
That's right.
Oh, we're asking some questions. It's question time.
That's right. Germ Freak loves to ask questions. He certainly does. And we have Dugout Doug here.
Doug, you are a question lover's dream. how old were you when you lost your virginity?
13.
Could you explain the scenario?
I was, dude, all right, this is funny. This is a good story, actually.
Okay.
I actually kind of told this story on the air one time on Opie and Anthony, and then the girl that I lost my virginity with was listening to the story and goes, "Holy shit, he's talking about me." And she ended up getting on MySpace and looking for me and made contact with me, and I talked to her a few times. It's kind of fucking funny. But we were 13 in eighth grade in Catholic grammar school called Nativity School in Midland Park, New Jersey. And we had been dating for a little while and really aggressive. I mean, this girl was really developed, and I've been watching porn for 2 full years. And basically, we decided that we were going to screw one day. So I took a steak knife out of her parents' kitchen one day. And I went up into her attic. She had a crawl space in the attic, but you couldn't get to it. So I went into a closet in the attic, and I cut a body-sized hole in the closet so we could sneak into the crawl space attic.
Are you fucking kidding me?
So we went into this crawl space attic, and she took her pants off, and I took my pants off. And I swear to God, at 13, I'd never even jerked off before. So I go into this thing, and I put my cock in her, and I'm just fucking banging. Now, this girl already had her period at 13, and I'm fucking jizzing in her, like, constantly. And I have no idea, like, what jizz is. All I know is that it's this white, sticky stuff, and it feels really good. And, yeah, then we found out that jizz was bad. And then, you know, the downfall of fucking losing your virginity at 13 is when you break up with that girl, you don't get laid again until you're, like, 16 when normal girls start fucking.
Yep.
And that's a long dry spell, man. That's a lot of Nerf footballs filled with lube. That's a lot of fucking... Man. That's a lot of tomatoes in the microwave. That's a lot of fucking trying to recapture that feeling.
You try anything you can to create a vagina.
Oh,
absolutely anything you can. And like I've had my experiences in trying to recreate it before and after knowing what it's like. And like before, you're like trying to use anything you can, like maybe a sock. And that's, like, absolutely nothing like it. But then, yeah, you're saying the Nerf ball filled with lube. Oh, man. You can't.
And I've banged hookers, too.
Oh, okay.
Let me tell you, the greatest thing that you can ever do as a guy to learn about sex, and you could ask my wife, she's in the other room, because I've told her, the shit I've learned from sex, I've learned from escorts. Because those are the only girls that you can actually fuck and be like, and just look at them right in the middle of fucking and be like, what am I doing wrong? What can I do better? And they're like, okay, well, you can definitely thrust up while I'm grinding in a little harder and pulsate your cock as hard as you can. That'll make me come harder. They will walk you through everything you need to know about sex.
Why don't you give Germ a few tips? Germ, do you want any tips from Doug and his experience with escorts?
Yeah, absolutely.
I don't know what you're doing wrong.
Yeah. No, I'm okay, but I just have a couple quick questions for you, if you don't mind. So when you were, how many times did you have sex with this 12-year-old? It was just that one time, or you did it a couple times after that, or?
I'm sorry. How many times did I have sex when I was 13?
Right, with that one girl, was it just that one time that you did it, or did you have to do it after that a couple times?
No, Jesus Christ, no.
He is so worked up. Now listen to Jeremy here. He is so fucking worked up. Go ahead. Sorry.
No, we were banging all the fucking time, man.
And how long did it last? For about a year or so?
Nah, just a couple months.
And then from that point on, you had a dry spell until you were 16?
15.
Okay. How many sex, female sex partners have you had in your lifetime?
I have no idea.
I mean, the guy pretty much had a fucking human pileup there, Jerry Freak, a few times. You can't really count after that happens.
Have you ever had a girl gag on your penis?
Well, yeah.
Okay. Have you ever had an orgy?
Yeah.
Have you ever done wife swapping?
No, not with a married wife, no. With girlfriends, yes.
Excuse me?
With girlfriends, yes, but not with anyone I've been married to.
While you were in the same room as a boyfriend?
Yeah.
Wow.
What Dugout Doug has lived is most people's fantasies.
Is it your fantasy, Germ Freak?
Yes.
It is.
Well, I'll be honest with you.
You want to be the guy banging somebody else's girlfriend in front of him?
What not?
Okay. Good answer.
Dude, I'll be honest with you. There's a lot of people out there that do that. There's a lot more people that do that than sit back and talk about it. I mean, there's crazy sexual shit going on with people. I mean, insane sexual shit that people do.
What's the sickest thing you've done with a girl?
Sickest thing I've done?
Yeah.
I don't know what you mean by sick.
Well, I mean, have you ever had a dog? Have you ever had like a couple guys all jerk off on shoot their load on the same girl or something like that?
Like Bukkake?
Yeah.
Bukkake? No, can't really say what we've done. Yeah, I've never actually deliberately tried to ejaculate in the presence of another guy.
It may have happened, though.
Yeah.
Well, we have Dan and Cal here. That's Dan Wright. He used to run Radio BBQ. He's checking in with I tried to hump a Hulk Hogan foam number one finger when I was 12. You'll try anything, man. You'll try anything to get that glory back. I'm guessing at 12 he didn't really know what the glory was, though.
This one will fuck up Germ Freak pretty good. I took a frozen pack of beef out of the freezer one time, thawed it in the microwave, molded it into a round mound, put a hole in the middle of it, and tried to fuck it.
That's something for record books, man.
But what did you do with the meat afterwards?
I threw it out.
Okay, good. I mean, like, Germ, would you grill that up afterwards?
My father caught me fucking couch cushions one time.
Jesus. What did he tell you? Did he say anything to you?
Yeah, he asked why I had a rubber on if I was fucking a couch cushion.
it makes it feel a little different there, Dad, and that's why.
I didn't want rubber burn on my cock.
There you go.
Very good.
You gotta, I mean, like, you have a son there, Doug, right?
I do.
Yeah. How old is your son, if I may ask?
He's 5.
Okay. Are you geared up for when he gets double digits, maybe 11, 12? Is your home jack-proofed?
Shit.
Like, you realize...
I do have to hide porno. There's porno on every computer and in my house right now.
Because you know that, like, if he gets into it too early, he could become a waste of a human. Like, if you get exposed to too much porno too early, you have no will to live.
Yeah, that's basically what happened to me.
Yeah, I mean, it's something you got to be careful of.
Hey, Doug, say your son is of age, 16, 17 or whatever. Would you ever bang the same girl that your son banged?
would you tag team a girl with your son?
No, that's a little weird.
I mean, like, let's say he's 25, you're whatever you are. He wants to, you know, before you get all decrepit, he wants to have one good team effort with Pop.
I don't think I could do that. I don't think either, and the biggest reason why I'd be afraid his cock would be bigger than mine.
Oh, man, that's that's just fucking rotten, man. That really is.
I don't know. Family stuff is a little weird.
Yeah, it really is. Jeremy, why would you bring that up?
I'm just saying where his threshold lies. You know what his where his limits are.
Well, I mean, Jeremy, you have a son, right?
Yes.
Would you ever consider doing that? But not necessarily at the same time. But you said you suggested to
no,
Doug
never
share a girl with him.
No, I would never do that. No.
You sure?
I tell you where my limits aren't.
Yeah. How far would you go?
When I was 20 years old, and this is basically one of the experiences that we were talking about earlier. When I was 20 years old, and I got a phone call at my house at 2:00 in the morning from a buddy I worked with saying, "Hey, I got two girls at my house right now. They're drunk and want to fuck me and another guy. Come over." I went. And within 10 minutes of getting there, the four of us were naked, fucking two girls on his bed, swapping back and forth, doing finger cuffs, doing whatever.
Jesus.
And you wore no protection?
None.
Wow.
Well, you seem so amazed, Jerm. You really seem...
I'm amazed. Of course I'm amazed, because here I am, a fellow, 37 years old. Now, see, I lived in a time before there was AIDS. I remember what life was like before AIDS. You knew style. You were born in 1980, so you always known AIDS to be around. So
thanks, by the way. Thank you. If you have my social, you can just fucking read that out, too.
Yes.
It's good. Anything else you know about me, just go ahead.
But here I am. I'm trying to not catch any diseases or any deadly viruses, and I'm with the same woman for 20 years, blah blah blah, and I'll be the one to fucking get it, and somebody who's banging chicks with no rubber won't get it, and I'll be the one to get it. But
it's because you have no immune system. You're scared of every possible germ, every potential germ that you've never encountered any, and your body has no idea how to deal with any of them.
Right.
So when AIDS sets in and you ultimately die of what could be exposure to urine.
Hey, Doug, have you ever had any STDs in your life?
Actually, I have a nothing. I haven't even had crabs.
Have you ever had an AIDS test?
Yeah. I used to get tested for STDs all the time when I was single.
There you go.
Jeremy, when was the last time you've had an STD test?
Never.
Really? I'd actually think that you might have something.
Have you ever had one, Ken?
Yes. Clean as a whistle.
Okay, very good.
Have you ever had a girl that you've broken up with try to contact you and either claim that she had become pregnant or that she had contracted an STD to try and get back with you as a means of communicating with you again?
No, I had a couple of girls pull the suicide bullshit, though.
Wow. That's on a whole new level.
But that's got to be good for your ego. I mean, when a girl says that, right, Doug? I mean, that they're going to kill themselves because of you?
Everything's good for my ego, in case you haven't met me already. Yeah, I mean, yeah, some of them, one of them was, like, kind of serious, so that was kind of freaky. Probably the worst thing I ever did to a girl, though, I've been thinking about that since you asked, was I had a girl that, her and I broke up, and, she was upset about it, and did it at the house, and, she was going to leave, she was crying, and she goes, well, why don't you just fuck me one more time, since I was just your little whore for the past couple months anyway. And I said, all right. And I threw her on the bed, and she was naked. She came in naked. She wanted to get fucked one more time. And I fucked her for like 10 or 15 minutes the whole time while she was crying.
Oh my god.
And I'll be fucking...
Oh my god.
Jesus. She's crying the entire time.
I'll be honest with you. I was hard as a fucking rock. She was sobbing, crying. And I fucking pulled out and I came all over her stomach. And then I just said, all right, I'm done now. And she just laid there bawling. And I remember that. I got that picture in my head. She was just triple. I used to tell my friends a story. She was triple C, crying and covered with cum. And
Jesus Christ.
It's probably one of the meanest things I ever did to a woman.
And then, present day, she's listening to this show and she just throws this on. See, it's very divine. You're one of a kind, but you must have a mind. She's suicidal, Doug. Getting banged and crying at the same time. Triple C with cum all over.
Yeah, so I'm thinking that,
hold on.
I didn't help that.
Jizz is all over your face. One more fuck, then you're out on your ass. Oh, Jesus Christ. That was a fucking stretch. Sorry, Doug.
I know. Sorry.
Yeah, what are you going to do? So you fucked her one time. The entire time she's crying, and it was one of the hottest things you've ever experienced. Jerm, did you just fucking collapse?
No, I'm here.
Okay, I just heard I heard a little bit of static. But no, go ahead, Doug.
Oh, no, I was just answering questions. It's question time.
Oh, wait, what time is it, Doug? I'm sorry. I'm not quite sure if I'm familiar with that. Let me check the clock real quick. It's question. Oh. It's question time.
Oh, we're asking some questions. It's question time.
Yes, it's question time with Germ Freak, and we've got Dugout Doug on the line here, and we're going to continue what we've been doing.
Hey, Doug, have you had women of all races?
A redhead.
Yeah, races. Redhead, blonde, brunette, Irish. I don't know. I think Doug's phone's cutting out. Doug, you still there? Yeah, you still there, Doug?
Yeah, I got your back.
Yeah. Did we lose you?
I don't know. Filipino, Indian. I had an Indian chick. That was...
Ah, shit. I think we're losing Doug. Jeremy, you still there?
I'm here.
Yeah, we lost Doug. Anyway, yeah. Germ, what do you think? Like, if you could have, what would you trade to have just a little bit of that history that Doug has had?
My dogs, I guess.
Your dogs? You just give your dogs to have a little bit of that history.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. No doubt.
That's good. Very good. Good to know. Just a dog, a fucking dog, to get all that history, to be able to fuck a girl with triple C tits and while she's crying, pull out and dump it on her. You absolutely. Just give up a fucking cocker spaniel.
A Maltese, but whatever.
Oh, sorry. Maltese. What's your dog's name?
I have two dogs. The male is Marvin and the girl, female is Sophie.
Your male dog's name is Marvin?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Why?
Why? I don't know my wife's
what's
name.
What's your son's name?
Luke.
Luca?
Just Luke.
I'd consider Luca. It's a very big hit. Do you remember the song? Hold on, listen. Germ, where is Luca right now?
On the second floor.
He is. Where does he live?
My name is Luca.
The song will answer it for me, don't worry.
I live on the second
floor. Oh, on the second floor, okay. Does your son sleep with the fishes?
Ken.
Yes.
Is there anybody in the room?
I think I've lost connection to the room. I don't know, whatever. We'll continue on. Forge ahead.
I think Pal Talk crashed.
Yeah, a little bit. What are you going to do?
What are you going to do?
It doesn't matter, Germ Freak. We'll press on.
Yes.
We will press on.
Yes.
I don't know how long that was going on, but it looked like it was locked for quite a while. I don't know how long has it been out. If, for those of you in the Pal Talk room, if you're not in the Pal Talk room, I encourage you to go to paltalk.com and get it. We're in the DJ New Style Show live room. You gonna make it there, Germ Freak? I hear you coughing.
No, I'm good.
Do you need your inhaler?
No, I'm good. I just had an episode.
You just had an episode. Okay. All right, fine. Interesting. So, it's the coldest part of winter, the coldest part of a brutal winter, and your car breaks down on an isolated back road, Germ Freak. It's snowing, and you're about 2 miles away from any form of help. You're wearing a decent winter jacket and boots, but you don't have a hat or gloves. About a quarter mile into your trek for help, you discover a knit cap and gloves on the side of the road. The gloves look like they may have been there for a while, and they're visibly stained. You're extremely cold. I ask you, Germ Freak, are these items clean enough?
I will consider frostbite.
You would rather become frostbitten than wear stuff you found
on the... I'd rather have black fingertips as a result of frostbite.
You wouldn't... Honestly, you would wear them. You would put them on. Stop being insane.
I probably would put them on, yes.
Okay, now let me tell you a little bit about them now that you've agreed to putting them on. The gloves smell very bad.
Like bleach?
Very, very bad. Not necessarily like bleach, but more like a cat box.
Ooh, well, I'm allergic to cats. I still put them on, though.
Okay. The hat has hair in it. A lot of hair.
I'd put them on.
You would put the hat on. Okay,
yeah,
fine.
Yeah.
When you picked them up, there was a dead animal underneath them.
Oh, boy.
Would you wear them then?
Yes.
They've been jizzed on.
I would not wear them.
Okay, they haven't been jizzed on. I'm only joking. They've been pissed on, though.
I would not wear them.
Okay, they haven't been pissed on, but they were in a clean toilet in the water.
I would not wear them.
Really? Anything to do with the toilet, you wouldn't wear them?
Right.
You're going to die. They're completely dry. They're just a little stinky. They have some hair in it. They were they had a dead animal under them. They were in the water of a toilet bowl. And you still would risk frostbite.
Exactly.
Okay. Let's listen to this one. You've just spent the last 3 hours in a critical meeting. and everything has gone very, very well. This is the last one, by the way, Germ Freak, in the Is It Clean Enough? The company you're meeting with has agreed to all of your terms pending approval from their district manager, who said that he was interested in speaking with you before giving his decision. Now, during the meeting, a guy had been coughing, sneezing, and hacking up shit the entire time. He stands up and extends both hands, holding a business card of the district manager in one, and the other is extended, awaiting a handshake. Keep in mind, if you don't get this number and you leave a poor impression, it ruins the deal, and you'll probably have to live conservatively, extremely conservatively, for the next 5 years because you won't be making enough if this deal doesn't go through. Is his hand and that business card clean enough?
Yes.
It is?
Yes.
Okay, the business card is wet on one corner of it.
It's fine.
It's wet, though. And the guy handing it to you had been coughing and hacking up shit.
I don't care. If it has to do with anything like that, I gotta go for it.
The guy admits during the meeting, candidly, might I add, that he never washes his hand after going to the bathroom, and he took 4 bathroom breaks during the meeting.
Anything to do with supporting the family, I have to go for it, man. Anything.
He masturbates 4 times a night and never washes his hands.
I have to go for it.
He was masturbating during the meeting and came on the business card.
Oh, boy. I'd still go for it.
You would still go for it?
Yeah.
Even with jizz on it?
I have to.
See, there's limits. Whenever you're very protective of your family, Germ Freak.
Well, of course.
You have to be.
Yes.
You have to be. So, Jeffrey, why don't we take a quick break here?
That's a good idea.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
It is. You're not,
all right. And then I'll contact you off air.
Contact me off air?
Yes.
What are you going to talk to me about off air? By the way, we're not on the wire. The air, we're on the wires.
Okay, whatever. Same difference. You realize you're not in the Pal Talk room, don't you?
I just was. Okay, fine. I'll set that shit up.
Yes.
Whatever.
I have to take a very bad urine break, so if we could take a break, I'd appreciate it.
Well, wait a minute, Germ. Are you sure you want to do that?
Yeah, I got to take a squirt.
You got to take a squirt, do you?
Yeah.
You sure? Well, I'm not ready to take a break yet.
Okay.
It's the DJ New Style Show with Germ Freak. ThereIsNoRadio.com.
The DJ New Style Show will be right back.
I love that clip, dude. That's why we might as well take our time.
I've been looking for
the DJ New Style Show.
Go deaf to the screams in the south. Lucky you. You're listening to the DJ New Style Show. Dick.
Welcome back to the DJ New Style Show. Exclusively broadcast on thereisnoradio.com. Thank you all of you for tuning in. I think we still have Germ Freak on. Germ Freak, you there, buddy?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Well, for those of you that that congregate in the Pal Talk room, disaster has struck! Disaster has struck, Germ Freak. Pal Talk is down. Everybody's in a tizzy. The people in the orgasm room, they don't know what to do with themselves. They may have to interact with loved ones.
They may have human contact.
They might actually have to come up with another way to jerk off that doesn't involve a webcam and a microphone.
Right.
I don't know. What do you think it's possible?
I was actually in Pal Talk. Just I was able to get back in, and I left, and I tried. Now I'm trying to get back in, and it won't let me in there.
I can't get back in either. What are we going to do, Germ Freak? We can't get on Pal Talk.
I don't know. How are we going to survive?
How about we just do our show? What about that?
Sounds good.
Got another hour or so to go in the DJ New Style Show. Tuesday nights, 9 to 11. Every week, week in, week out, thereisnoradio.com. It's the place you need to go. You need to listen. You need to go to thereisnoradio.com. Sign up. Hang out in the chat room over there. Fuck Pal Talk. Pal Talk doesn't want to work, guess what? The thereisnoradio.com chat room does want to work. It tries to. And it does a pretty goddamn good bang-up job. How about that? What do you think of that, Germ Freak?
Yeah, that's
it's the website to go to.
Nice.
thereisnoradio.com. So, Germ Freak, I had a couple of questions for you. Like, in taking baby steps, I mean, have you tried to take any baby steps in dealing with your OCD or your whatever the hell you have? I don't even know. You're just your disorders, your fears, your constant things that just keep you from doing things that you'd like to do. Like eat an asshole. I don't know. Have you ever taken like small steps to do that?
Yes, absolutely. I've done baby steps.
Yeah. You're taking a few.
Why don't we
go through a couple of the ones that I've dreamed up? Few of the OCD would you rathers. Now, are you familiar with would you rathers at all? The idea of that.
Somewhat, yes.
Yeah.
I'm sure I will be in a couple minutes.
You will actually. I'm gonna talk about them and give you a few. A would you rathers basically two things where you must choose one. And I mean, if you, I don't know why I'm explaining this. This has been around for fucking ever, and everybody's done this, but it's a little bit different, a little bit of a twist. It's the old Germ Freak twist on it. It's the OCD would you rather. You're gonna be given two things. You have to pick one. Absolutely have to. You cannot be crafty and say I would do neither. I would do none of the above. None. Thank you. Why don't we start it right off here in the OCD would you rathers? Would you rather drink from an unwashed glass or use someone else's fork? You have to pick one.
Well, they're both somebody else's. It's somebody else's unwashed glass and somebody else's used fork.
Think about it. Think about it. What could you do with a glass that you can't do with a fucking fork? I think this is a fucking no-brainer here.
I see where you're going with that.
Of course I would use the unwashed glass.
Of course, but somebody can urinate in the glass.
So you would not do it. Which one would you do?
I would drink from the glass.
You would drink from the glass. Of course you would. I mean, all right. The people that are listening to us on thereisnoradio.com with the thereisnoradio.com feed that a few of our regular listeners have figured out, are listening right now. And if you want to send feedback in, you can send it to DJ New Style Radio on AOL Instant Messenger. You can even call the show, 316-768-4472. 316-768-4472. Germ Freak, you'd rather drink from an unwashed glass than use someone else's fork. Now, you had mentioned something about loved ones don't bother you.
Correct.
So, like, if your son eats from a fork, you're more than happy to just pick it up and eat with that.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Okay. So, you would, which would you choose if they were both from a relative, or does it not even matter?
Does relative
family, your kids or your wife?
Yeah, it doesn't matter. They could do anything. It doesn't matter.
So your wife pisses in a glass, or somebody uses a fork. You're gonna still go with the glass?
If somebody what's in the glass?
Pisses. Your wife peed in the glass.
No, I'm not going to use it at that point. Of course not.
Okay. Why don't we move on to the next one? Would you rather eat somebody else's leftovers or eat something that's been coughed on? Really analyze it out. Let's hear your thought process.
My thought process is the following. And the latter is the reason why I never eat birthday cake.
Wait, because you feel that birthday cakes have been coughed on?
Essentially, they've been hacked on, blown on, and...
No, they just, blow out the candles.
And what you've blown out of your mouth is zillions and zillions of germs and enzymes and bacteria.
So that's no good for you.
Right.
Yeah.
As far as the eating off somebody else's plate, you know, it's the type of thing where, you know, I'm not going to eat spare ribs that somebody had it in her mouth, but I'll, you know.
A little tired, are you? Okay, so would you rather touch a bathroom doorknob without holding any paper towels or napkins or eat something off the floor?
It depends on where the floor is at.
You're at a restaurant.
Right.
The floor is carpeted.
Yeah.
It's a highly highly trafficked restaurant.
Right.
You don't know what's on the floor.
Right.
They may have had the same carpet.
And what was the other scenario? Eat it off the floor or what?
Or use a open a bathroom doorknob without holding any paper towels or napkins. Or eat something off the floor.
That's a tough one.
Well, think it out. Let's go with the thought process. Here, come on.
Thought process is I don't want to touch the handle somebody else touched after they defecated.
Or jerked floor, off or pissed.
Perhaps. The floor, you know, has been stepped on, the bottom of the shoe. You cannot think of anything more dirty than the bottom of a shoe, perhaps except money. Well, that's a real tough one. That's a doozy.
You have to, or somebody will murder a loved one.
If
you don't choose.
I'd probably do the floor.
You would eat off of the floor?
Yeah.
Those construction workers with their fucking shitty boots, plumbers and shit, walking all over this fucking floor to go enjoy a meal with their family, but you're just okay to go eat off of it.
Why do you gotta make it worse than what it was when you first made the scenario?
Well, I mean, you gotta think of it. You gotta think of these things.
Right.
You gotta go through every single permutation of what could be on that fucking floor. Now, is it worth putting your mouth next to the worst of substances or putting your hand next to it? I mean, that's what you got to think of. I mean, I know you don't want to touch a shit on or pissed on doorknob, according to you. I mean, it's really just maybe a pissy hand touching a doorknob, whatever. But you don't want to touch that with your hand so much that you're willing to eat a meal off the floor and put it near your mouth.
Listen, you asked me a question, I gave you an answer.
But you didn't think it out.
The reason I would eat off the floor is because it's less inclined to have been that particular spot is less inclined to have been touched stepped on as opposed to a bathroom handle door. A bathroom handle door is probably more frequently touched on than a particular spot on a floor.
What would you rather do? Now think about this very carefully. Would you rather? And you have to do one of these. You have to. Agree that you'll pick one.
Yes.
Lick the floor of a public restroom or lick the top of the urinal where the handle is.
Ooh, that's a tough one.
What would you rather do?
That is a tough one for sure. Oh, boy. Well, obviously the floor is probably going to have piss on it.
It's definitely got piss on it.
Wow.
In fact, the floor is just a thin puddle. Any men's bathroom floor is just a very, very thin puddle at any given time. There's never a dry public bathroom floor in a men's room or whatever.
I would, if I had to do one or the other, I'd probably,
Would you just surrender and say, hey, you know what, kill the relative? Fuck it.
No. I guess I would, probably, do the floor.
Really? Rather than the little top shelf part of the urinal?
The top shelf part or the key?
The top shelf part, like where the pipe comes out of the top.
Oh, okay, of course, I would lick that, of course.
You would, of course. Because nobody pees on that, right?
What I don't know doesn't hurt me.
Okay. What if it was wet? It
could be wet.
What if it had piss on it?
I would.
Would you rather? We're playing OCD.
It's piss no matter what. It's piss on the floor. It's piss all over the place. It's piss everywhere.
We're playing OCD. Would you rather here with Germ Freak? Would you rather eat shit or drink piss? You have to do one, or they're gonna kill a loved one.
Is it a stranger's?
It's a random shit and a random piss that they found at a bus stop.
Well, obviously the urine.
You would drink the urine? Because urine is sterile. Until it starts sitting around.
I suppose.
Yeah. Okay, so you would drink piss before you ate random shit. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
What about you?
Me? I would definitely drink the piss before I ate shit.
Yeah.
I think you think you have to, pretty much.
Yeah.
If given that choice and you're facing, you know, the death of a loved one, I mean, piss is a no-brainer.
Yeah.
I mean, what would you want? You want to eat somebody's old food? What skeeves you out more, though? Does piss bother you more than shit?
They're both bad things. They're both lethal weapons.
See, my buddy Shawnee Murphy here, he used to co-host the show a lot. I hope to have him on again in the future. He is deathly afraid of shit to the point where he would rather die than use a toilet that has a shit dot on it.
Okay. Well, that's the problem.
Well, I mean, how do you feel about that? What would prevent you from using a toilet with a shit dot on the seat? I mean, like, what would get you to do it? What would have to happen?
Well, I would just hover over it. I would not ever put my ass cheeks on the...
That's
on
what
the
girls floor. Do, though. Girls hover. Guys don't fucking hover, man. I'm
well,
sorry.
You know what your problem is? You're just like those people at Barnes & Noble who make the chair their home. Okay? You make public restrooms your home. You go to work and use the restroom there, and you feel just as comfortable on that toilet as you do your home toilet. That's just wrong.
Okay. Well, listen. Which way... Well, I'm going to ask you another question here. Not so much a would you rather, but what would you rather do, or what would you be more likely to do? Which way would you be more likely to greet a female, a strange female? Hugging, shaking hands, or a kiss on the cheek? I mean, you know what? Maybe not even a strange female. Hugging, shaking hands, or a kiss on the cheek?
Wow. Because if I do the hugging, that's full body contamination.
you have to throw your shirt away when you get home.
Boy. I would probably... Hug.
You would hug. Okay. I mean, you're a Catholic, right?
Of course.
So, I mean... You know the middle part of the mass where the priest says, "Let us offer each other a sign of our peace." And, you know,
what?
Normally people, like, get up and they greet each other, whatever, for a brief period of time. What are you more likely to do? I mean, what do you do when that happens? Do you handshake, hug, or what do you do?
Well, I leave. Right before that part comes up, I will leave and rush out of there like a bat out of hell. I am not touching anybody's... You know, there's no point in having to touch people's hands. You know, when that part comes up in the mass, I get butterflies in my stomach. And I start to sweat.
You get annoyed. You feel anxiety from that?
I get a huge anxiety rush when that comes because I know that in no time I'm going to be rubbing palms with a complete stranger.
Why does that bother you? What is so bad about a person's hands?
Well, it's just got to be the most dirtiest part of your body is your hands.
Not your asshole.
Well, I don't think so. I think there's probably more germs in your hand than your asshole.
All the asshole does is pass bacteria out of it.
Right.
Yeah.
But it's just that one person's bacteria, whereas the hands, you have, multitude of people's germs on the hand.
When you look at your hand, do you see germs? Do you see physical germs?
I don't see germs, but I know they're there somewhere.
I mean, have you ever had a panic attack where you visualized the actual germs?
I don't know if they had faces and mouths and eyes, you mean?
Or like objects or like particles or something. Have you ever pictured that?
Yes.
So you go as far as avoiding that part of mass. Like you don't want to touch anybody's hand.
Let's just put it this way. I've never seen the priest leave down the aisle, okay? Because I'm out of there way before that. I don't even know what the back of the priest's head looks like, for Christ's sake.
Well, I mean, isn't that after communion?
Well, you see, I leave before that part of the mass comes about.
Wait, what part, though?
Shaking of the hand.
The shaking of the hands.
I leave.
Getting to know each other.
I leave. I hear that part coming up.
Wait,
I'm out of there.
So you don't even receive Holy Communion?
I will never receive Holy Communion because it's nothing but those wafers are being transferred from one person to another, and it's foul. The priest does not wash his hands before he gives you your wafer, does he? Do you see him go to the back room and use a little hand sink and some antibacterial soap? I don't.
Well, no. Maybe he does it before the whole thing starts.
But he's touching things in the meantime. I don't want somebody to put a wafer in my mouth whose hands have been defecated and decontaminated.
Well, he doesn't have to touch your mouth. He can put it in your hand, right?
Well, he's still touching it, isn't he?
And then you have to put it in your mouth. I see.
Right.
So you don't stay for that part even. Like, people usually leave after that.
I leave before that even.
You leave at let us pray.
Right.
You're fucking out the door.
And about 18 minutes, I walk in the door, I'm out of there.
See, I went to my girlfriend's church one time. She's an Episcopalian. I'm a Catholic. I'm not used to some of the things. But by and large, it's the same shit. And I got to the part that I recognized as the handshake part. And I'm anticipating what I normally do, which is just if I have people in front of me, you shake their hands after you shake the people in your row's hands. And maybe if you're feeling generous, turn around and shake the hands of the people in back of you. Maybe. This thing lasted about fucking 8 hours. People are going, leaving their row. Talking to people at the door. Oh, hey, that lawnmower really is does a bang up job there that you let me borrow. Blah 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 blah. Talking about roofing, they're having conversations, hugging each other. People are kissing each other, even on the mouth, like greeting each other. Like when I mentioned before, the kiss on the cheek. Some people don't do that. Some people kiss on the mouth when they greet people. What do you think of that?
If you know the person and you feel comfortable, then go for it. I probably wouldn't do it.
You wouldn't do it.
But getting back to the church thing, I was wondering, where you sit in church usually.
Well, we go when we go to my church. You mean, right?
Yeah.
The Catholic church. We sit right in the front, because we have my grandmother with us.
Okay, I think what you're doing is what you sitting in the front row is a step in the right direction because there's not going to be anybody in front of you turning their back and trying to shake your hand.
That's true. But so we do have the weird thing is I thought that would eliminate the front people, right? And it does. But now you feel like you feel eyes on you from the people in the back. You can almost sense that they're thinking, hey, he has nobody else to shake hands with. I'm over here. I like to be blessed.
I feel no eyes. I feel nobody's eyes on me. I just sit there.
You sit there nervous, though. You feel everybody's eyes on you.
No, I leave before that, so I don't have to worry about it. But there have been times where, things have happened where I've been stuck there and I had to stay. And I just sit there and put my head down and just say a prayer as though I'm saying a prayer to myself and I don't turn back.
You pretend to avoid contact.
Right.
That's what a lot of people do after the parade begins, after communion. That parade, you know, when people walk by, some people wave, some people do that. I just fucking close my eyes and think of other stuff.
Right.
I don't need to meet up with people I haven't seen.
I think of a happy place. All I know is I at that point, when that point happens in the Mass, I count down how long it's going to be before he gets back to, I hear the ringing of the bell. Ding-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling. And then he goes back to
inward. Do you go with your children to church?
I have not been to church, no.
Well, when you go?
No. I don't go to church with my kids. I don't go to church, so I've never gone to church with my kids except for their baptism.
Jesus. Wow. Do they go to church with their mother?
Only my eldest daughter.
Okay, why not the youngest kids?
They're too young.
Too young?
They're not gonna know what they're doing.
You know what? You are taking a good step in the right direction. I mean, a lot of devout Catholics would disagree with me. But what you're doing is preventing people that go to church from hearing little fucking annoying kids whining for their fucking toys and crying and fucking ruining everything and fucking up the flow.
Does that bother you?
They fuck up the flow. That bothers me.
Did you ever give somebody a parent a dirty look?
No. I don't do that, but I will sit there slightly irate because their kid is extending the time I have to be there. I'm not a church nut by any means, but I go and I want to be in and out quick as possible. That's the benefit of Catholicism. You're in and you're out. Everybody knows this. It's understood. So when a kid starts crying and ruining it, I think I'm justified to feel a little bit pissed, and I should probably give him a dirty look.
In my church, they have crying rooms where you go where the kids go to a particular segregated room.
I thought that was the room where you go before they have to shake hands to prepare yourself mentally.
I should try that.
You should excuse yourself to the crying room.
Right.
Yes. Have you ever considered switching religions to avoid this?
I've considered it.
Because I want to let you know now that Jews and Asians never shake hands.
That's what I love about the Asians. They just bow.
Yeah, you said that. You've said that before. You really respect the bowing.
I respect the bowing. You got to love the bow. No contact whatsoever.
No contact at all. But the Jews will never shake your hands.
Well, Jewish
people do not shake your hands.
That's even better.
Because I don't know. But most of the Jewish people I've encountered are afraid of germs as well.
Right.
Like you. I'm surprised you're not Jewish.
Well, maybe I am. Well, maybe I'm adopted. I don't know.
Would you ever consider becoming a Jew?
No, never.
Why not?
I don't like the food.
The food? You can be an Italian Jew. Just convert.
Not really.
I always remember the like as a kid, the difference. I remember knowing of the difference there was between, hey, he's Jewish, and hey, he's not, so he must be like all of us. Because there was always that one kid that was Jewish that the reason you couldn't have a Santa Claus picture or something like that in school.
Well, you know, when you're in grammar school and you're the Jewish kid, you know, you feel bad for the Jewish kid because he's sort of like the outcast. You know, he doesn't really know much about Santa Claus and fun times.
I'm sure he knows other fun times that I have no idea about. That's the thing, though.
Playing with his dreidel that he made out of clay. You know, how boring is that? And his goddamn chocolate cover as fucking coins or whatever those things are.
His geld.
Yes.
Yeah, but chocolate covered coins are delicious.
And it was never the chocolate was never as good as other. It was Jewish chocolate, for Christ's sake. That chocolate was never as good. You know, Ken, you know damn well that chocolate was never as tasty as the real stuff.
You know what it tasted like? You know those generic little mini eggs on Easter?
Exactly.
That nobody fucking likes.
It was like fucking Palmer chocolate, for Christ's sake.
It was. It's that shitty chocolate that everybody just throws away. You eat one or two of them, and you just fucking throw them away. It's like, wow. Well, fuck this. Mom didn't love me this year.
Right, fucking, right.
basket full of Palmer.
That's it. It's a chalky type of chocolate. And I guess that the Jewish people are Jewish kids are happy with that type of thing because I guess the Jewish mothers don't cook. I don't know.
They don't cook? What do you mean they don't cook?
Well, you know, a lot of the Jewish mothers, they really don't cook. They usually have, they eat a lot of takeout, things of that nature.
Well, you watch like 2 episodes of The Nanny, and now you think you have everything about Judaism knocked.
No. I've known a lot of Jewish people growing up, and it was always they never really had a dinner time. They always had takeout. They had the list of the takeout phone numbers on their refrigerator, and you know, I know what it's like, man.
It was always crazy though. They'd have to explain. Oh wow, Pal Talk's up, by the way. That's amazing. Fucking amazing. They'd always have to try to explain the Jewish culture to people. Like, during the holidays or whatever, they would try to explain what Hanukkah is or what Rosh Hashanah is. And try to get it in the minds of the children that it's a little bit more than just another day off.
Yeah, I paid no attention to that.
No, you didn't weren't curious about learning.
What's there to really learn about? You know, it's
a festival of lights.
Oh, please. I did, but you notice the Jewish kids would always brag that they would get like 9 to 10 days of gifts. That would be their comeback. Hey, well, at least I get 9 days of gifts.
8 days of presents.
I get gifts eight friggin' days, and you only get it one day. That was their big comeback.
And then and I'm like, well, what did you get? And they get, I got a pencil box.
Right, right,
and
right.
A whistle.
Right, right.
Yeah.
What's it like not to celebrate Christmas? I mean, what's it like to be December 25th and to just be another day? It's got to be a really weird feeling.
I used to work with a Jewish guy that took issue or exception with people wishing him a Merry Christmas. And you would say, hey, have a Merry Christmas. He's like, I don't think I will. I'm Jewish. Right. Like that. Then I worked with another guy who just said, yeah, you know, when people say that Merry Christmas to me, I don't celebrate Christmas. So to me, it's just like another day. So they're just wishing me a good day, basically, is what I think. And he talked exactly like that. And he just pictures it all as just another day. And I guess he looks at the decorations and thinks it to be as silly as we think Hanukkah is. Like, when they explain Hanukkah, like, and they only had oil for 8 more days. And it lasted forever. I don't fucking know the story. But it just seemed like some crazy wives' tale. I didn't know. I didn't care. I didn't pay attention. I just knew that we got to eat shitty gold coins and potato pancakes or whatever.
Right, right, right. That's their claim to fame, the potato pancakes.
Panakoken, banging, right? No.
Yeah. All the, and they also have these jelly fruit slices that they usually have in the produce department. That's usually a kosher thing as well. You know, it's I don't know. I wouldn't want to be a Jewish person. That's all I can say. I feel bad.
So, I mean, you wouldn't want to be, but they don't ever shake hands.
Well, whatever. I mean, that's more life than shaking hands. You know what I'm saying?
So you'd rather shake hands than be Jewish. What's your, like, in a brief description, what's your phrase or what do you think it's life or like to live the life of a Jew?
Well, I always noticed that, you know, the Jewish people, I don't know if Jewish is a nationality or if it's a religion.
It's a religion, but people really do treat it like a race. For example, I learned from a certain Adam Sandler song that Rod Carew is Jewish, yet he's a black man.
Right.
So, to me, Judaism is just another religion, but people really do treat it like a fucking race.
But if you listen to the rest of the song, he also says he converted.
Yeah, he converted.
Okay.
He did.
Okay.
Because typically you don't think of a black guy as a Jew.
Right. Sammy Davis Jr. obviously was converted. Most black people are Baptists. And if you ever go to a neighborhood and see a Baptist church, you know there's going to be a lot of shrewies around there.
Jesus. Hold on. Hold on. You know, we can't tolerate all this fucking racism from you. I mean, I let it slide. Yeah, it's racist. I let it slide long enough, but I encourage everybody to love one another. Sorry. Seriously. And cut it because I don't give a shit about the Schwoogies. So,
I had a thought and I lost.
Have you ever been to a black church?
Oh, you ever been to, like, you ever once in a while see a black, like a black family at your Catholic church?
Yes.
It's the weirdest thing in the world. You kind of feel sorry for them, you know?
Why is it weird?
You just feel sorry for them because, I mean, it's like they're black, but it's sort of like being a black Republican or a gay Republican. You know what I'm saying?
It's so true, though. It's fucking true because you hear these stories of how great black church is. You really do hear the story. Oh, dude, the black church starts at 6 a.m. They're clapping. They're singing. Afterwards, they have a fucking barbecue. They're eating some great food. They're dancing. They're having a great time. It seems like Sundays at a black church is just a gigantic party.
Right.
So to see a black family at a Catholic church where everybody is fucking whisper quiet. Nobody talks. Nobody smiles. Right. It's just like let's get this shit over with. You do feel sorry for them because you know they're missing out on all that.
Right. And they're usually, you know, they're usually well-to-do. They usually dress nice and this and that. But, you know, they're looking around saying to themselves, I got a raw fucking deal, man. I could be, you know, jumping up and down in my fucking pew and I got to sit here and listen to these white people. You know, it's just got to it's gotta be a tough situation. So when I see these black people in church, I kind of... just look away.
I could be jumping up and down in my pew. Are you fucking kidding me?
Well, that's what they do. You know, they dance around like a bunch of gypsies.
That's a little racist, don't you think? I mean, that's a pretty big generalization. I can't even. Mike Nice, come on, Mike Nice. What do you think about this whole thing? I mean, is all you do truly just jump around? I mean. What do you think of Germ Freak's accusations here?
Ridiculous.
It's completely fucking ridiculous. I mean, granted, they do just hop around in brightly colored church garb with fancy hats, but there's a little more to it than that. Have you ever been to a Red Lobster on a Sunday?
I have not, no.
Yeah, that's the closest I've come to a black church.
Did you feel like a minority when you were there?
Yes. I really
let me pose this question to you. Do you feel that there's a room of 20 people, okay? Do you feel that if there's a room of 20 black people and one white person, or 20 white people and one black person, who would feel more comfortable? The white person who's in a room of 20 with 19 other black people, or vice versa?
It's difficult to say, man. And I only know what it would be like from the white person's perspective, but I think it really just depends on the person. I mean, like, if it's Eminem, he's going to feel, like, right at home. But if it's you, you're going to be twitching and fucking trying to find the nearest exit seconds before you even get your lobster biscuits.
Right, right.
I mean, with me, I have to admit, I would be a little bit on edge at first. I really would be, because... You know, everybody's different from me. But ultimately, I wouldn't give a fuck. But
right.
if it's a black guy in a room of white people, I mean, I think that they would be more at ease. I'm gonna say the black guy would be more at ease.
Of course, of course.
Of course.
That's the answer that everybody gives me.
Really? Well, what do you think? Do you think that's true?
I think white people... are more accepting of a black person in that situation as opposed to a group of black people with a white person coming in.
Yeah, they pander more to the black guy. Like, there would be more people going up and asking him how he is and introducing themselves
to him.
Just to look like they're the type of white person that's, you know, they have black friends too. And they want to project that to all their other white friends.
Exactly.
They
want
to paint that picture. You would be the type of guy that would do that. You would try to, like, people might think, you think people think you're racist or something, so you'd go over the first opportunity you had in a room of white people with one black guy. You'd go to the black guy and say, oh, hello, my name is Frank. How are you? Can I get you anything? What, You my motherfucking waiter? No, I'm not. I'm just the guy at the next table. I was wanting to see if you need it. No, motherfucker! Get your ass back to your motherfucker! God damn!
Right.
What would you do if has a black man ever yelled at you?
No, not at all.
Would you be frightened if a black man began yelling at you?
Of course I would.
Why? Would you be scared of a white man yelling at you?
Well, it depends on if they were bigger than me, you know?
They're both smaller than you. Who are you more afraid of?
Probably the African-American.
Hey!
You don't want to call him black, do you?
I prefer to call him African-American. That's what they're called.
You just called them black, and then you said they jump around like schwoogies.
Listen.
So this now is, you only now do you prefer to call them African Americans as they're threatening and yelling at you?
I call them how I see them. You know that we've all heard the Chris Rock routine where there's, you know, there's black person, there's N-I-G-G-E-R-S. So
what is that? Don't say it.
N-I-G-G-E-R-S.
Okay.
You have those people, and you have, African American, and let's put it this way, okay? An African, you ever see an African American person who's well educated, clean,
never.
You know, clean cut? Well, you're being the racist now.
What?
Okay?
I'm sorry, I missed what you said.
You ever see a black person who's, you know, well dressed, has a good job, clean house, this and that?
Yeah, I watch cartoons.
You're the racist, you bastard.
I'm not racist.
This is.
I didn't hear your question.
Can you hear it now?
Yeah, please go ahead and ask.
My point is this: that kind of a black person is just as scared as the N-I-G-G-E-R-S black people as a white person is.
You think so?
Yeah.
So you're using the same logic of the bear is just as scared of you as you are of it.
Well,
do you keep your food in your houses hung up in trees away from your house just in case a black man comes over and raids your kitchen? I mean, you're treating them like fucking bears.
Look who's calling who a racist. I mean, that's not a terrible thing. That's a terrible thing to say.
No, why? I'm pointing out what you're comparing it to.
All right, let me get my point across. Okay, it's sort of like saying. A domesticated dog is just as scared as a wolf as a human is. You know what I'm saying? They're both in the same kind of family. Now I gotta watch what I said.
Wait, why? What happened?
Well, somebody came in the room.
I noticed that in the Pal Talk room, somebody just logged in. His name is Kid Africa, and all of a sudden you're on your best behavior now.
I have no Kid Africa is a good guy, good African American guy.
Yeah. But if he was in a room, full of white people, you'd go over and cater to him and ask him to soft shoe. you would be the first guy to throw salt on the floor and tell him to dance.
You know what? Now you're throwing out things from your closet, man.
No, I don't ever do that. You think I would actually go to a black guy and ask him to soft shoe again?
I don't think you'd ever I don't think you've ever had human contact with a black person.
I have. I hung out with Mike Nice. I went to Rutgers, where your daughter's going to go. She's going to commute there. You're going to drive her there and pick her up. And there are tons of blacks there. I actually had a class called Minority Groups in American Society, which was basically two white people and the rest were black.
Why would you take a class such as that?
It was a requirement.
Did you feel awkward?
No.
Okay.
Because there were two of us.
Right.
I mean, he had my back. The guy had my back, and his shit goes down.
Do you feel that you're better than black people?
No, I don't.
Okay. Let me ask you this. Okay, go ahead.
You go ahead and ask me the question there, Germ Freak. We've got Germ Freak on here. He's a question asker. We've covered such topics as Hanukkah versus Christmas and the black guy at the Catholic Church. Why don't you go ahead with your question? Continue, please.
No, there's no question. I was just bringing up the fact that, also, this is my own personal opinion. Not every black is from Africa.
Oh, Kev Slider just logged on. Are you okay with that?
I don't know who that is.
He's a black guy.
Okay.
Be careful.
Not all black people are from Africa.
That's true.
Why would we call them African Americans? I don't know if they're definitely from Africa.
Well,
or
that's
not.
Why I'm wondering why you are. That's why I'm asking why you are.
Okay, I'm just gonna call them burnt Americans.
That's the worst possible thing you could fucking say.
I mean, I don't know.
Nah, and I'm not even gonna entertain that shit. I mean, that's fucking. You know what?
Love one another all the while.
That's right. Cut it. Love one another, even if you know what he said is actually true. It's burnt Americans, severely sunburnt Americans. Who used to have no voting rights.
I didn't say sunburn, you did.
Well, what do you mean? Well, what other burnt would there be? Are you talking about, like, lynchings?
Well, I'm afraid how to call some people. I don't know what to call them, you know?
Call them black.
But they're not really. Black people are not black. You know, they're brown.
And white people aren't white.
You're right.
Yeah. Well, did I just turn your whole world upside down now?
You just blew my mind.
Yeah. And Asian people really aren't Asian.
But they are yellow.
They're slopes. What?
They are yellow.
Oh, they are. They actually are yellow.
And they have flat faces.
Jesus Christ.
And they got hit with a fucking
did you say Asia, by the way? Home. Listen to the words. Feel this, Jim. Bubicom. Yeah, so are you an Italian American, Frank? Are you? Do you consider yourself an Italian American?
I consider myself an Italian, and I live in America.
So when people ask you what are you, you say I'm an Italian that lives in America.
No, I never say I'm an Italian American. I always say I'm Italian. Okay, American is not a nationality. Okay, being American is not a nationality. Okay, it's not a nationality. We all know
that. Listen, Peterson family fishing trip, checking in. He calls himself Medigan because that's what he is. But the thing is, he spelled it with the D's. Like there are no fucking D's in that word. it's fucking hilarious.
Well, that's how we call it. That's how we say it.
Say it again, please say it.
Medigan.
It sounds like the movie that Vinny Chase is in.
Yeah, no, I'm getting back. Let me get back to the American. American is not a nationality. It is not a nationality. America is a melting pot of all different races and creeds.
How is it not a nationality?
It's not a nationality.
So neither is fucking Italy.
America.
How is it?
Let me finish.
Okay, go ahead.
The United States of America is a melting pot of all these different nationalities.
You're
okay?
Floundering on this, man, and you're so wrong. You're so fucking wrong on this.
You're not, dude. Us American is not a nationality. Period. For
it is. It's a nation. You can be
it's
from
not
this
a
nation. That's like saying that since Poland didn't exist at one point, Polish is not a nationality.
Let me put it this way. American is not an ethnic origin. Is that better?
So is it possible for someone to be from the Austro-Hungarian Empire? can that be someone's nationality?
They're Austrian and Hungary, yeah.
Oh, really? Because those are the only two countries that were involved.
Whatever. Listen,
exactly.
I want to get back to the Jewish thing real quick. I didn't finish my comment on that.
Speak up. I can barely hear you. You know, is your volume down?
Can you hear me now?
Oh, wow.
Snap.
Snap. And wait, what did you just say? Okay. What the fuck did you just tell me?
Oh, snap.
Oh, snap.
Oh, snap.
Oh, snap. Go ahead.
I was talking before, wondering if Jewish was a nationality or a religion. But yet,
to me, it's a religion.
Right, Alex put in the room that it's a religion.
Awebs is Jewish. He's the authority on Judaism, and
right.
I'm going to go with what he says.
Right, but what I'm saying is this: whenever you ask somebody, the person will say, "Oh, I'm Jewish." You know why? I don't get it. I mean, it's too many. It's sort of people. it's sort of like a nationality almost being Jewish. I don't know.
No, they made it that because they made it. The Jews did. They want to be. They want to be something completely separate and elite. They don't want people to convert to Judaism. They're not out on missions to try and get new Jews. They want to just have them, and that's it, as a part of their group. They don't want all different kinds of crazy Jews going around. They just want Jew to be it.
But are Jews from Israel? Is that where the true Jew is, Israel?
Israel was fucking 1947, Israel was created. So if you're going to tell me that there were no Jews before 1947, then whatever. Like, do you know that? I mean, like, people think that he's from Israel. He's an original Jew. No, Israel is just a fucking plot of land that they renamed in the mid to late 40s.
Let me ask Alex this, or maybe I'll ask you this. Are there people who are Israeli who are not Jewish? Could there be Catholic Israelis?
Probably, yeah, because it's just another religion. So a Jew could become a Catholic. And there are Muslims that are fucking Israeli. There's everybody. Anybody can be anything. That's the thing. Just like you're saying that Israeli is a nationality, being from America is a nationality. No. They're two countries that were just created out of fucking nowhere. Do you understand that? So being American is a nationality because it's a nation. Do you understand the reason behind that nationality?
I see what you're trying to say, but you know as well as I do that it's not an ethnic origin.
It's okay? Not an ethnic origin. That's right. But to say it's not a nationality is fucking just ludicrous.
All
right. Did I say ludicrous? I don't know. Continue.
I don't know. Whatever. I mean, I that's how I feel.
That's how you feel?
Yes.
What is how you feel?
The United States, the 50 states.
This whole thing is ludicrous. Your whole argument is just straight up ludicrous.
Ludicrous, where are you? Traffic is backed up.
Move, bitch, get out the way. Get out the way, bitch, get out
these
the
are
way.
Americans, Jeremy Freak.
Get out the way, get out the way, bitch, get out the way.
Do you like this music? Let me ask you something. Do you like that music?
I don't care for that.
Why? That's American, that's American music.
I don't care for that kind of, bumble.
Would you agree with me when I say that rap music is American music?
Would I agree with you in that? I would not, because it was rap music was developed by people from like Africa or Jamaica or
what you mean rhyming words over music is fucking only invented in Africa and Jamaica. Just why? Because those are the black areas of the globe?
No. I'm not talking about rhyming words. I'm talking about rap music. You asked me rap music.
What do you think rap music is?
Let's face it. We all know who started the rhymes.
Who?
And that was Nipsey Russell, and he was a black man.
Nipsey Russell?
Yes, he's the one who started all the rhymes, and he's of black origin.
Wow. You have got to be fucking kidding me. You serious?
Whatever. Think about it. You know it. He was the black guy who made... Nipsey Russell invented rap music because he was the one who started the rhymes. So blame it on Nipsey.
Nipsey Russell was on Match Game a couple times.
Tom said,
a bunch of times.
I have the world's best informed dog, and that's because I paper trained.
Let's hear some of this rap music.
On the Wall Street Journal?
Yeah! Wall Street Journal.
Let's hear it. Come on. Let's hear the rap.
That's okay, Jim. That would not have been my choice, but that's a good answer, though.
I don't know if it is enough. I'm talking with a little bit of a draw, you know, I'm from the South, too.
You from Louisiana?
I know a girl, she talked so slow before she could say, I'm not that kind of a girl. She was.
That's Nipsey Russell for you. So that's the origins of rap to you?
That's where it began.
Mm-hmm. I like that the background on Match Game is just a fucking Confederate flag, basically. It's a fucking Confederate flag. It's stripes with white light bulbs in them over a blue stripes, white light bulbs over a red background in an X pattern right behind Nipsey Russell's head. Fucking amazing. So Nipsey Russell's the father of rap.
He's the one who created the rhymes.
Just rhyming, like not like Shakespeare or anybody like that. No, fucking poets.
The person who invented rap music was actually a white person.
Who?
It was Blondie. In a 1981 song, I believe it was called Rapture. And wait, she's the one who started rap.
Wait a fucking minute. You think Blondie?
Yes. Blondie started it.
Blondie started rap.
Yes, there was a song in, I believe, 1981 called Rapture. And she's the one who started it by introducing it. That was like the first rap song.
Okay, this is the first rap song here from Blondie.
Right.
1981.
Rapture.
Oh, here we go. Well, they have a black man in a tuxedo.
Right.
Who's obviously
don't
just...
Don't you have love seeing a black guy in a white tuxedo?
Yeah, but that's a white guy with black makeup.
No, it's not.
It is. That's a white guy in this video. Just search on YouTube for Blondie Rapture.
That's
Jim. Hold on, I'm listening.
Get to the part where he raps.
That's a fucking white dude. Here you go.
You gotta get to the rap part.
Well, how far along is the rap part? I'm not sitting
I think it's like
shit.
The second verse or something where she goes, I'm driving a car and eating far and all that crap.
Ugh. This is fucking horrendous.
I think it's coming.
I like the Mike Brady haircut on the guy that doesn't say anything that's standing in the video. They say people are checking in saying that she's hot. What did you think of Blondie in her day?
In her day she was hot. Now she's like she got hit by a train.
Would you have sex with her if she looked the way she did then?
Of course.
Now with your wife and kids?
I have to do it on the down low.
So you would cheat?
No, of course not. Of course not.
You would cheat if Blondie offered herself to you?
No.
Yes,
no.
You would.
No. Did it get to the rap part yet?
She's the first rapper, according to you.
She's the one who took a white.
Well, they have Fab Five Freddy on in the video. Yeah. Okay. So she gets Fab Five Freddy
right.
In a fucking track, and you think she invented this shit?
Well, she brought rap music into the public mainstream.
So she's not the father of fucking rap?
Listen to me. She's the one who brought it into the mainstream. She brought it into the mainstream. A white
You're
woman.
Out of your fucking mind. All you know is fucking Warrant and Tesla. You only know those fucking hair bands, and this is your only exposure you had to any form of black music.
All right, let's just say she brought it to the mainstream. It was another white person bringing the black music to the white stream.
Another, like Elvis or who else?
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, I know what the type of shit you listen to, man. You can't fucking fool me. Did you ever have a jacket with a band logo on it?
I don't know if I had a jacket, but I had a lot of concert t-shirts.
What was one of them?
Well, I had AC/DC, Def Leppard.
Def Leppard, huh?
Yeah.
Did you ever you went to a Def Leppard concert?
I've never been to a Def Leppard concert.
But you own a concert t-shirt?
F you, Bob, you bitch.
Let me ask you something. Have you ever needed someone so bad, Jerm? Have you? just turn this on in your bedroom. A little Hysteria, or whatever the fuck album this is. Comb your hair and wonder when it'll all end. The drummer had one arm. Did you feel bad for the drummer?
I didn't feel bad for him. I just felt bad for the band that they had to have a one-arm drummer.
What's so bad about that? I mean, the guy was able to do the job.
Right. But if you notice in pictures, he's always showing his good arm.
Well, yeah. We need to show the little flap on their T-shirt. Hold on. So what was your favorite Def Leppard song?
I like Photograph. I like, I like them all, man. I have all their albums.
Did you ever like any of the big hits, like Pour Some Sugar on Me?
Yeah, but Photograph was a big hit on the Pyromania album in 1983.
Wow. You really liked Photograph, huh?
It was a good song.
What was your favorite line in that song?
Passion killer. I don't fucking know.
You have no idea at all. None.
Yeah.
But you love it though.
You're really
you know
funny.
What they say? Love bites. Love bites.
What happened? You couldn't find Photographs?
What do you mean? What are you talking about? Look at that knife striking the block right there. Marilyn Monroe. All the imagery. What did you like about this fucking song?
I'm out of love. Out of love. Got a photograph. Picture of. Passion killer. You're too much. See, I know the words, baby.
Sing it.
I know all the words to Rock of Ages. I don't know all the words to Photograph.
Oh, you know Rock of Ages, though?
Yeah.
Do you want to? Would you be able to sing along with that, maybe?
If you find it entertaining, I don't know what people are really going to enjoy it.
Come on. Do it up. Wait, do you want to start over from the little foreign part
sure.
in the beginning? Can you do that right. for us, too?
I'll try.
Come on. Hurry up. Ready? Set.
Right. I got something to say. Burn now and fade away, yeah. All right.
Ridiculous. Hey.
Start a fire. Rise up, gather round, rock this place to the ground. Go it up and go for broke. Watch the night go up and smoke. Rock on.
It's not good. It is
no
terrorist,
no fire brigade, no fire brigade. That's it.
Thank you for singing along there. Thank you very much. Wow, it's a little bit over the end of the show there.
Yeah.
But, I think we gave him a little bit extra today. What do you think about that there, Jeffrey?
Yes.
I want you to give some advice to people. I mean, you do have several fears that we've preyed on the last couple shows. Give people advice on how they can live a more germ-free life right now. A simple tip. We'll do this every show that you're on. One simple tip to lead a germ-free life.
One simple tip is to cough in the crook of your arm. Don't cough in your hand. Cough behind your elbow where your forearm and your top of your arm meet. That's where you cough.
Hey.
Thank you very much, Germ Freak. Thank you for tuning in. This is the DJ New Style Show exclusive Tuesday night programming. ThereIsNoRadio.com. Tune in every Tuesday night, 9 to 11. And also, the shows get uploaded to DJNewStyleShow.com. Check us out there if you ever miss a live one. Tell your friends, tell your enemies, or just tell that strange girl you fuck from work. Tell whoever. Thank you.
give it to me.